looking at that picture. I think Zachary is right. The cotton fields do look like an ocean. Ferris stands back, admiring the wall.
I call it the Ballad of Zachary Beaver.
He really was here, wasn't he? I say, not to anyone in particular.
Yep, says Cal. He sure was.
And I wonder if Zachary will tell this adventure to anyone, or if he'll ever mention the baptism at Gossamer Lake, or talk about his time in Antler and the summer he met Cal and me. Sheriff Levi parks out front and joins the old man for coffee at the counter.
You boys ready for another hot one?
He asks us.
Yes, sir, I say. I think it's gonna be a Wiley Womack
I catch myself, but it's too late. Cal hears me, but he doesn't look sad. He's grinning ear to ear.
Yes, sir, Cal says, his chin quivering. This afternoon we'll be eating Bahama Mamas, licking the juice off our fingers.
And at 2 o'clock, that's exactly what we do.
Miss Murdy May's pictures tell the story of what happened in Antler when Zachary Beaver came to town. The pictures are a great reminder of the changes that happened when Zachary was around, especially for Toby. Toby had known the people in Antler all of his life, but when Zachary Beaver came to town, Toby really got to know them. By the end of the book, he understands Cal, Scarlet, Ferris, Miss Murdy May, his parents, and all of Antler's colorful characters in ways he never did before. And he's learned just how important it is to deal with these relationships, even when it's the last thing you want to do. I enjoyed reading When Zachary Beaver Came to Town with you. See you next time.